This country needs a lesson on racism. It seems there is a certain segment of the population who is easily confused as to what constitutes racism, what racism actually means. If you open a history book and you read about the 1950s, the 1960s, that was racism. Separate water fountains for white and black people, separate schools. Black people were not allowed to enter certain stores, certain restaurants, certain businesses. Emmett Till was killed as a teenager for absolutely no reason. His killers walked free because it happened in Mississippi. That was racism. If civil rights leaders from the 50s or 60s were alive today and they witnessed what the Twitter mob is calling racism in 2021, they would laugh in their face. There have never been more opportunities available to minorities in this country than there are today. Yet not a day goes by where we don't have some claim of mythical racism. Just because a comment from someone is off color doesn't mean it's racist. Just because it's shocking doesn't mean it's racist. When I was growing up back in the 90s, entertainers tried to shock you. They tried to offend you. Howard Stern made a career by offending people. If you watched pro wrestling in the late 90s, the entire premise of the show was to shock people. They wanted to push your emotional buttons. We don't have that anymore. It's the reason the entertainment industry is nowhere near as entertaining as it was 20 years ago. Everything is watered down. Writers are so concerned about offending one person and that one person getting offended and going viral that they hold back when they're creating the content. Stand-up comedy? Forget about it. Stand-up comedy is dead. Can you name one up-and-coming stand-up comedian? Stand-up comedy doesn't exist without being offensive. It's the reason comedy's not funny anymore. UFC is another form of entertainment where being offensive isn't necessarily a bad thing. There is no such thing as bad publicity. UFC is a sport that is built on characters. It's very similar to WWE wrestling. Watching two dudes in Speedos fake fight in a wrestling ring is boring. Same thing with the UFC. Watching two guys fight with no backstory, no reason to it, is boring. It's not boring to MMA purists, but that's not who Dana White is going after. Dana White's going after guys like me, the casual UFC fan who only watches the major fights. He knows that MMA purists are going to watch regardless. UFC had one of their fight night events last weekend. I believe Misha Tate was the main event on the card. One of the undercard fights featured Cody Durden and Kealing Aori. Hope I pronounced that right. Probably didn't. During their weigh-in on Friday, Cody Durden went to shake his opponent's hand. Aori ignored him, continued just posing for pictures. Cody Durden took offense to this, and I don't understand why. Most weigh-ins involve fighters getting in each other's faces, talking a lot of shit, not shaking hands and singing Jesus Loves Me. But either way, Cody Durden was pissed off about it. More than likely, he just used that as extra motivation for the fight. He ends up beating Aori Saturday night. It was the first UFC win for Cody Durden. Big moment for his career. That big moment was overshadowed by what happened after the fight. Daniel Cormier enters the octagon for the post-fight interview. This is where the controversy begins. Roll the film.
I knew he was going to be tough, but I had to send him back to China where he came from.
My man, congratulations. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Cody Durden. All right.
Just in case YouTube decides to remove the clip, Cody Durden said, "I knew he was going to be tough. I had to send him back to China where he came from." There was an awkward pause for about 5 seconds. You could hear some oohs in the crowd. Daniel Cormier didn't know how the hell to respond. That simple statement, though, from Cody Durden, has the woke Twitter mob and many in the MMA world labeling Cody Durden a racist. They're trying to kill his career before it even gets started. Now, was his comment off color? Yeah. Sure. Was it shocking? Yeah. Was it offensive? I'm sure it was to some. Was it racist? That's open to interpretation, of course, but I don't see it. Let me ask you this. If Kamaru Usman beat Colby Covington, and in his post-fight interview, he told Colby Covington to go back to the lily white suburbs where he came from, would that be racist? I don't think so. I don't know where Kulang Aori is from. He could have been born in America for all I know. But let's assume for a second he was actually born in China. Does Cody Durden essentially telling him that he sent him back home, is that really what we're considering racist in 2021? Do we need to define racism again? Definition of racism. Belief that different ethnicities possess distinct characteristics, abilities, or qualities that make them inferior to other groups. Using that definition, is what Cody Durden said racist? I'll let you be the judge, but to me, this seems like another over-exaggerated situation by the woke mob on Twitter. To his credit, Cody Durden is not backing down. He was asked by the media after the fight about his comments and the backlash it caused to the virgins on Twitter. And he basically said, if they don't like it, sign a contract and come fight me. He is not backing down. He didn't issue a bullshit apology. But there's nothing to apologize for. This is not Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. This is the damn UFC. This is the fight business. It is not supposed to be pretty. It is designed to be ugly. It's grown men punching each other in the face, beating the shit out of each other, talking shit to each other. The UFC is the last place that needs to be infected by wokeism. This is a business that is built on controversy. If you don't have controversy, you're not going to sell fights. Like I said, two dudes beating the hell out of each other for three rounds with no backstory is boring. But you sprinkle in a little bit of controversy, and people will pay to watch them fight. You look at the biggest stars in UFC. They all have one thing in common. They push buttons. They piss people off. Colby Covington, one of the most hated stars in UFC, constantly pissing people off because he has a man crush on Donald Trump. You think Colby Covington gives a shit people don't like him? No. He's laughing all the way to the bank. He wants you to pay to see him get his ass kicked. These guys are characters. That's all it is. It's the same thing as WWE, except the dudes in UFC actually fight. They actually hit each other. Dana White knows this. That's one of the reasons that he refuses to go woke. The other reason? Dana White's a common sense thinker. He knows the soft-ass wokers are bullshit. If he had to abide by their ever-changing rules, the UFC would cease to exist. The Twitter mob is acting like Cody Durden ruined his career with his comment. I think it's the complete opposite. He possibly made his career. If he didn't say what he said, no one would be talking about Cody Durden right now. I wouldn't even know his name. He would have been another undercard fighter on a meaningless card that no one gives a shit about. He said what he said, offended a bunch of pussies on Twitter, and got his name out there. He got some publicity. In other words, he did his job. This is what entertainment used to be about before it was taken over by social justice warriors. The most popular era in WWE was when they were offending people the most. Who is the biggest star in the history of UFC? Conor McGregor. What does he do? He pisses people off. He offends people. Brock Lesnar pissed people off. Colby Covington. These dumbass SJWs, they're too stupid to realize their reaction is exactly what Cody Durden wanted. He wants you talking about him. There is no such thing as bad publicity in the fight business. It only helps him. Even with that being the case, I wouldn't classify what he said as racist. Off color, off putting, maybe. But racist? No. All right, let me know what you guys think. Is what Cody Durden said racist? Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.